people at Walmart about giving up rights in the name of patriotism, and we have lots of updates. We'll start with the updates.
Tonight in Bangor, there'll be a slideshow by Judy Markowski, director of Fields Pond Nature Center for the Maine Audubon Society, about the Penjajawak Marsh area, site of the proposed Super Walmart, and also a mainstream stream team program presentation by Jeff Verchoni of the Maine Department of Environmental Protection. Judy Markowski will offer a slideshow about her travels on foot and by canoe along the complete length of the Penjajawak Stream, featuring its wildlife, wildflowers, and endangered bird species. The Penjajawak Marsh and Upland Area were recently identified by the Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife as containing more endangered special concern species than any other of the 106 marshes they have studied over the past 5 years. Jeff Verchoni of the Maine Department of Environmental Protection will describe the Maine DEP's Stream Team Program, which seeks to promote stewardship of local streams through volunteer monitoring and to foster, develop, and support concerned citizens' stream teams throughout the state in their efforts to protect fragile streams in their communities. The program is sponsored by the Penobscot Valley Chapter of the Maine Audubon Society and BayCord, Bangor Area Citizens Organized for Responsible Development. That's tonight at 7 at the Bangor Public Library on Harlow Street. Also this evening, there will be a public informational meeting about Holtrichem mercury contamination put on by the U.S. EPA and the Maine DEP from 7 to 9 p.m. at Center Drive School at 17 School Street in Orrington. Dave Kortmensch from the Department of Environmental Protection and Andy Smith from the Maine Bureau of Health will speak. And the Union River Greens will host a meeting with Governor Hopeful Jonathan Carter tonight at 7 p.m. at the City Hall in Ellsworth.
22-year-old Janu Akther has worked in Bangladesh's garment factories for 12 years. 20-year-old Nazrin Akther left school in ninth grade to work in a garment factory and help support her seven siblings when her father died. Janu and Nazrin report horrific conditions in Bangladesh's 1.6 million worker strong export garment industry. With the threat of global recession aggravated in the aftermath of the attacks of September 11th, hundreds of thousands of young women workers in Bangladesh fear being thrown into the streets with no support at all. Hundreds of garment factories have already closed in recent months. The workers are appealing for the solidarity of the American people. They want jobs, but jobs with dignity. Nazrin Akther, Bangladeshi Garment Workers S.K. Razima, president of the Bangladesh Center for Worker Solidarity, and anti-sweatshop leader Charles Kernighan will give a talk on Saturday, November 10th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Union Street Brick Church at the corner of Union and Main Streets in downtown Bangor. This is intended to be an opportunity to explore and strengthen the role of international solidarity in creating peace and security after September 11th, and to encourage others to join the fight for genuine economic development in the Muslim world. The meeting is sponsored by PICA, Peace Through Inter-American Community Action, and is open to the public. For information about their programs, contact PICA at 947-4203 or info@pica.org or check their website, www.pica.org.
Let Cuba Live has announced two tours of Cuba in April 2002. One is designed for healthcare workers and the other for education workers. For information, check Let Cuba Live's website at www.letcubalive.org or contact us and we'll get you the phone numbers.
There will be a film and panel discussion titled Peace of Mind at the Rockland Public Library Monday evening, November 5th at 6. The award-winning film is an intimate portrait of coexistence seen through the eyes of Israeli and Palestinian teens who attended the Seeds of Peace camp in Maine. Alumni of the camp will lead the panel discussion. The event is free of charge, and special accommodations for folks with disabilities may be made by contacting the Rockland Public Library.
There are ongoing peace vigils being held weekly in several local communities. On Sunday afternoons at noon, there is a Women in Black and Standing for Peace vigil in Belfast at the corner of High and Main Streets. On Sunday evenings from 5 to 6, there is a vigil in Blue Hill at the Town Hall. In Bangor, there is a weekly peace vigil on Tuesday evening from 5 to 6. And in Bucksport, there is a vigil from 5 to 6 on Wednesdays.
Oh.
near record time, with only one public hearing and with very little debate, Congress passed the so-called anti-terrorism bill, and Bush signed it into law last Friday. The law greatly expands the power of government agencies to spy on people and to secretly search the homes and offices of people they say they suspect of being a terrorist or having associations with terrorists. Baldacci, Allen, Snow, and Collins all voted for the bill. In addition to the erosion of civil liberties, there has been concern expressed that the word terrorist has not been adequately defined, and therefore the government has very broad power to call anyone a terrorist. Gregory Najim, Associate Director of the American Civil Liberty Union's Washington office, says, quote, "These new and unchecked powers could be used against American citizens who are not under criminal investigation, immigrants who are here within our borders legally, and also against those whose First Amendment activities are deemed to be threats to the national security by the Attorney General," close quote. In fact, in a statement made to Congress last May, then FBI Director Louis Freeh said the following, quote, "The second category of domestic terrorists, left-wing groups, generally profess a revolutionary socialist doctrine and view themselves as protectors of the people against the, quote, dehumanizing effects, close quote, of capitalism and imperialism. They aim to bring about change in the United States through revolution rather than through the established political process," end quote. Free went on to add, quote, "Anarchists and extreme socialist groups, many of which, such as the Workers' World Party, Reclaim the Streets, and Carnival Against Capitalism, have an international presence and at times also represent a potential threat in the United States," close quote. In light of this, Meredith and I asked some local people if the reports we'd been hearing were true. Were most Americans happy to relinquish their rights in the name of patriotism or security? And how did they define terrorism? Here's what folks at the Ellsworth Walmart had to say last Sunday. We've been reading a lot lately and hearing a lot about people being willing to give up some of their freedoms in this time to protect, well, some of the surveys have said to protect liberty, but in terms of protecting security, do you agree with that? Do you think people should be willing to give up some of their rights and freedoms right now?
Well, that's a two-way tricky question right there. Well, yes and no. We have to give up some of our rights to protect our children.
And which rights do you think we should be willing to give up?
Well, we have to be more protective. We have to stand by our children more, keep an eye on them as adults, you know, as adults. The children should be able to go on with their everyday normal life, and it's, you know, it's affected them.
Are there things in the Bill of Rights in particular, like our actual rights as Americans, that you think that if we did give up, the children would be more safe?
No. I think they're doing it anyways. They've been trying to drag us into this war for eons.
Who's been trying to?
These people. I mean, look how long they've been in the war. They've had this war between the two countries. You know?
Are you talking about Israel and Palestine, or I'm not sure which countries?
Afghanistan and Hanun Hussein, or however you pronounce him. Yeah.
So which...
The thing is, I mean, we're trying to stick with the people. He doesn't care about the people. He says the people over there, they treat him like dogs. You know, anybody that doesn't fight for him, he considers them as dogs. And that's not right for them either. So, I mean, America is sticky by them, you know, those people. And he's also supporting the people that are not involved in the war by sending over food for them and stuff, you know.
Probably on the idea of security, as far as not so much freedom in the airports and things like that.
Okay, and it's in terms of things that are in the Bill of Rights, are there any of those freedoms that you think are things that people should sacrifice right now?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I would.
And what freedoms do you think people should be willing to give up right now?
I really, searches and stuff like that. I would, you know, let them go in without a search warrant and stuff like that.
Let them go in anywhere without a search warrant?
Yeah, I think I would. I mean, if you don't have anything to hide, you would let them. I would.
Are there any other rights that you think people should be willing to give up right now?
Oh, gosh. Probably should have named a few.
Well, we've actually got, do you mind if I set this right here? We've actually got a copy of the Bill of Rights with us just to kind of refer to. So we've got the First Amendment, which is about freedom of speech, religion.
I don't think you should, you know, freedom of speech, that's the main one. I mean, you ought to be able to say what you want as long as it's not hurting someone else. But
okay, and how about freedom of press?
I think a lot of stuff that's been shown on television shouldn't be shown. But I mean, while the military is in action, it should be, I think it should be completely, you know, not shown until it's over.
How about the right to peacefully assemble and protest?
Oh, no, that should be, that should stay. That's what America is. I mean, it, you know, I mean, as long as it's not violent.
I wouldn't give up much, I guess, really. Not for patriotism. But I airport security, that's what I've heard. Those kind of things, you know, yeah, that's no big deal. I understand that.
But nothing that's in the Bill of Rights would you be willing to give?
No.
How about basic things that are in the Bill of Rights, basic civil liberties, the first, you know, the 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights, are those things that are to the Constitution, are those things that you think should be tampered with at all at this time?
Oh, I think in times like this, if there has to be some things done that might infringe on somebody a little bit, if it's got to be done, it's got to be done.
I don't know if I like the idea that they can tap my telephone or stuff like that, but I don't know. I don't really know what to tell you other than that. I don't like that one.
Right. How about you?
I agree. I believe that those of us who have nothing to do with what's going on shouldn't be ones that are losing. I mean, I deserve my privacy. I don't want anybody listening in on my phone calls and stuff like that. So,
do you think that there are some freedoms that people should be willing to give up?
I guess it depends. Could you give me some examples?
Well, I have the Bill of Rights here, actually. That's one of the things that we're wondering about, is whether or not people think there's anything in the Bill of Rights specifically. Freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom to peacefully gather and protest. Any of those things that you think people should be willing to give up?
No, I really don't.
How about you?
No, I don't. I totally agree, and everybody having their freedom to do what they feel they need to do. And especially in a time like this, they need to express the way they feel.
One of the things that we're asking people is, we've been hearing a lot lately that people are saying that they're willing to give up some of their rights in order to protect freedom or in the name of patriotism. Do you agree with that?
Yes, in a way.
Are there any particular rights that you think people should be willing to give up at this time?
Geez, that would be hard to say. There's so many.
Well, we're thinking in terms of the basic, the Bill of Rights, freedom of speech, freedom of peaceful assembly, freedom of press, freedom from illegal search and seizure. Are there any things, and actually we have a copy of the Bill of Rights here if you'd like to look at it. Do you think there are any of these basic freedoms that people should be willing to give up?
No, none.
Would you be comfortable with people any tampering at all with the Bill of Rights?
Any what?
Any tampering at all with the Bill of Rights?
Tampering? No, I wouldn't be comfortable with that.
I think it would depend on what sort of freedoms you're talking about. Freedom of choice? No, I think that we need to keep freedom of choice. Are we free to waste things the way we always seem to be doing? I think maybe that's something we ought to pay attention to. So yes, the freedom to waste, perhaps we need to look about that a bit. It's you know, I think you'd have to be a little more particular about which freedoms you're talking about. However, if we become totally paranoid, then I think we're cooperating with whatever terrorism's goals are. If we allow ourselves to become completely paralyzed, it's finding some kind of middle ground that's important. I mean, if once you start chewing away at the Bill of Rights, you're basically chewing away at the Constitution of the United States, which stands for what we stand for, and it's what the rest of the world looks to us as a model. That's a very special document. It was the first one of its kind ever to exist, and most constitutions of democratic states have been based upon our constitution. So if we start to erode our constitution, you're saying in order to save liberty, we have to destroy it.
We've been reading a lot that people, Americans should be willing to give up some of their freedoms at this time in order to protect security. Do you agree with that?
No. Giving up nothing. And I'm an ex-Vietnam veteran. I spent 2 years in Vietnam, and I think the country's going about it the wrong way.
How do you think the country should be going about it?
You really want my total opinion? I think we should drop a bomb and get it all over with.
Drop a nuclear bomb?
Yes.
On Afghanistan?
Yes.
Just Afghanistan, or do you think the problem ends there?
No, the problem will never end there, but that'll take care of 90% of it.
And how do you define terrorism?
It's something that has to be taken care of right away.
But what is it exactly?
What is it? It's people that don't like our way of life. They think that we're the worst people in the world, and we're not. We're the people that help everybody. I mean, there's people in this state, and my state of Massachusetts, that are living homeless. And these people can't get the aid that they need, but we're giving aid to every other country in the world. And the people in this country are going homeless and foodless.
How do you define terrorism?
Spineless people that, I guess, haven't got the sack, for lack of better words, to come forward and do it correctly.
Do it correctly meaning?
If you want to fight a war, fight a war. If you want to kill women and children and innocent people, that's not right.
Okay.
That's a hard one to answer. I mean, we have a lot of terrorists, I think, right in this country. I mean, you know, when you terrorize someone over any, you know, really, there's a lot of terrorists in this country. They're just not considered that because it's like the people that are doing what they're doing now aren't considered terrorists in their own countries.
Who do you think the terrorists are in this country?
Well, I don't know any particular group, but I mean, there's a lot of a couple have been executed. I mean, there are groups that...
You mean like Timothy McVeigh?
Right, yeah, I think, you know, right-wing groups and I'm not so sure. A lot of this probably isn't some of those groups. I'm not completely sure the anthrax is really out of this country. You know, it's probably right in this country, but you never know. It is hard. It's hard to tell.
And how do you define terrorism?
Ooh, that's a long question. Everything's terrorism. I mean, all our acts that we perpetrate to people are terrorism. All the same, anything covert, sneaky, and most of it we don't even know about. And so we're taking the whole thing and saying they're terrorists, but we're not. We're okay. So anything covert, sneaky, horrifying.
One person's terrorist is another person's freedom fighter, so it's kind of a vague idea.
Do you have a definition for terrorism, though?
Just when you take other people's rights away with, I mean, I couldn't put an exact definition on it.
What is terrorism specifically as opposed to war, for instance?
I think war is people that are actually, you know, they're out and they're fighting and they know it, and terrorism is something like what they did. They came at us without us knowing, and they are, yeah, and we don't know what they're going to do, and it's keeping fear in everybody.
How would you define terrorism?
I think they should castrate everybody that's involved in it.
What exactly do you think terrorism is, though? If you had to write a definition of terrorism, what is a terrorist?
A terrorist is a coward.
Just a coward?
Yeah, a coward. Because he has to get all these people hyped up to do his work.
And how would you define the word terrorism?
Mind wash. we as Americans don't need that.
How do you define terrorism?
Horrible, evil. Really evil.
What is a terrorist?
A person, I think, that's been raised to, you know, all their life they've been taught evil all their life. And that's what, because if you've been taught it all your life, that's all they know, and that's what they're going to do. Plus, they hate us anyway, so.
Why do you think they hate us?
I really don't know. I don't know.
And how would you define terrorism?
I suppose it can be anything from domestic terrorism, where someone tries to intimidate another person by threat of violence or actual violence. And you can have it on a domestic level. You can have it on a municipal level, where you have an arsonist that no one knows who it is. Or you can have it on an international level, as we have seen. But it is the attempt to control the behavior of other people through intimidation and terror.
Sometimes people have been equating what we're doing in Afghanistan as similar when you're talking about bombing women and children and civilians. Do you feel like that's a question we should be asking ourselves right now? Or
we're doing the same thing to them that they just did to us?
Well, we are, but they did it first, so.
I think that if that's what needs to be done to get the people that need to be killed or whatever, then I think that it's all right.
That was some clips from interviews in Ellsworth last week. That was Robert Hoyt with Apple Pie. You've been listening to Radioactive, a grassroots environmental and social justice news journal. I'm Meredith DeFrancesco.
And I'm Amy Brown.
We'd like to thank Helen York and Amy Brown for engineering, and Andy Buckley for web support, and you for listening and acting. To contact us, you can call the station or email to radioactivenews@hotmail.com. You can hear archived Radioactive programs by following the links at www.maine.indy/media.org. Please join us again next Thursday and stay tuned for Free Speech Radio News, then Democracy Now! In Exile.
If there is a conflict today, it is between cultures of violence and cultures of peace. There is no other conflict in the world. In India, when we pray, we say, let all beings be happy. Let all beings be at peace. Let all beings be free of disease. And when we say beings, we mean the grass in this field. We mean all the species in those forests. I do hope that this country, too, will be able to go beyond the contemporary slogan of God bless America to God bless the earth and all its species.
Vandana Shiva. At the Common Ground Country Fair this year, WERU was there to tape that speech, and we will be airing it Tuesday morning, November 6th at 10 a.m. Join us for Vandana Shiva, Election Day morning on WERU-FM 89.9 Blue Hill and 102.9 Bangor.